Pesachim Hashir Samach Tamil, continued by the Rosh Hashiva Test Sivan Hetav Shem Mem Vav, June 16th, 1986, on Monday, continued.
To go without that thing. the Ruach of Muhammad Sadishem, and it's also Leichem of Muhammad Sadishem, Haredim Cheskash Mashiach. So how many prerequisites are among the Mashiach? First of all, the Berea has to be from Shem Kiruvim, and raised up. And prerequisite number two, he has to be a Hebrew to pay off. Prerequisite number three, he has to be Asim Mitzvahs. Prerequisite number five, the Allah and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Five prerequisites. So the Rambam says, if he complied with these five prerequisites, then it's only a chazokin that is Mashiach, but not from God I come. So the chazok, you know, is a chazok. It means a presumption, but it's still not. It's not 100% sure. Then the Rambam says, also it's Riach, on the Midrash Mishnah. But in addition to all that, he also was successful in building the Sanhedrin. The Kibbutz Mitzchel Yisrael, Harim Zemashiach Bubara. Harim Zemashiach Bubara. So then, in addition to all the previous five prerequisites, he is also successful in building the Sanhedrin and in being in Kabbis Mitzchel Yisrael, then he is a Mashiach. Then he is a Mashiach. Then he is a Mashiach. So, as a matter of fact, in that article, that was a lecture, many years ago. So, in that article, I discuss the Indian as how do we go. It doesn't matter for me, two questions and one question. But I said that the Medrash mentions the certain Chachamim were walking on the road. And then they saw the morning star. They saw the morning star, how it emerged. So one Amira said to the other Amira, look at the morning star. Look at the morning star. First, you see the morning star. Then you see the dawn breaks. And then you see sunrise. King of kings, great ones. So the rule is gradual. It doesn't take place, you know, in one moment. But it's like the day. First you have the star, then you have dawn, then you have sunrise, then you have full day, cover of change. So I said, now there is a difference, I believe, between the Ayala Sashaka, the Goyim, which is the Yoru, pointed out, is the Ayala Sashaka and the Amada Shaka. So the Goyim, which is the Yoru, and Pochers, so he says, Amada Shaka means here on its own, when there is light on the eastern horizon, on the eastern horizon, that marks the beginning of the day. That marks the beginning of the day. And then there is a yellow sashah. A yellow sashah is the monster. The monster. So the Goyim says in Shmuzio that the morning star appears Dalet Milim before the Amashah. The Amashah appears Dalet Milim before sunrise, before it. And the morning star appears Dalet Milim before the Amashah. But there is a basic difference between Amashah and the Yalashah. Amashah, halachically, marks the beginning of the day. All the mitzvahs that are made again. So Rosh Hashanah is not supposed to do it before sunrise. But the event, if you did it before sunrise, I found the Shachar in high mitzvah. Tefillah and Mulev and Shofar, you know, and Mulev, anything that requires Yehud. So Rosh Hashanah, you should wait till Metzaham. But the event, you are waiting if you do it at the Amrasha. So Amrasha Shachar marks the beginning of the day. Hayyaz Shachar is still alive. If somebody will, let's say, take a ruler before Amrasha Shachar, but after the Hayyaz Shachar appeared, after the morning star appeared, even though the morning star also sheds light, but it's not yet. So when I made the show, Jesus and Ishkofa to Shaha, Yofos Havono, Bo, Achamo, Ayuno, and Promise. So he said, so he told, when I made the told Adam, take notice how the day breaks. So first the Ayala Shaha, then the Amara Shaha, then the sunrise, then the sun shines in its full glow. So Calvary also shows. So I said like this. If you want to use a proper expression in respect to the establishment of the years as well, so I think we could call the years as well the ideal Sashaha of people, not damage. Because the Amara Shachar marks the beginning of the day. So, what will be the Amara Shachar of the Gule when it's already the beginning of the Neis HaMashiach? But if it's not the beginning of the Neis HaMashiach, so it wouldn't be the Amara Shachar of the Gule. Now, the Amara says, Yami Melach and his body, he did a few of the meats and the meats, he did a few of 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 the meats, then the era of the Neis HaMashiach begins. Until it's not the Mashiach B'Vadai, so the era of the Neis HaMashiach doesn't begin yet. Even if a certain Jewish leader has been successful, a Jewish leader who is a descendant of God, and is able to heal, and is able to meet the Jewish Tzavishvah, and he has been successful to impress upon all Israel to power up the Torah and the Israeli promise of Hashem, so he has the Mashiach, but he is not the Mashiach the mother. So maybe the era of the Neis HaMashiach has not as yet begun. That I said, you know, many, many years ago, there's a beginning when the Jewish soil was established, and there was some chachamim, he said that we don't have to fast the Shivas of Damas. Or sorry, there was some such chachamim. So, I mean, the hackers, you know, who don't finish, you know, who let themselves be swayed by all kinds of preposterous emotions. So I said, I mean, this is, it's a choice. I wouldn't say it's a question, it's not a question, it's just nonsense. Because when don't we have to observe the Tanitzin when the Neis HaMashiach has begun? But as long as the era of the Neis HaMashiach has not begun, so then we have to observe all the Tanitzin. As a matter of fact, there were some who tried to change the Nusach, and that's also that's also very stupid. The Nusach of Nachem and Tishabot. That's a chutzpah, that's also absurd. Yes.
Who made the Nusach of Nachem?
Chachom made it. Chachom made it. So, anyway, so I said that the old Tanis, so we have to fast, like ever before, until Yom Hashanah. But when does the year of Yom Hashanah begin? When does the year of Yom Hashanah begin? Now, for example, Avgoren woke up and mentioned the Gemara in Avizorah in Sanhedrin that Shitao Peshtina Baalai. So, the 2,000 years that Shia walking shall be, and 2,000 years Shia walking shall be, and 2,000 years Shia walking shall be. So he knows, but he made a terrible mistake. So he said that means that the Yemisa Mashiach have begun in the year, after the year 4,000 years ago. And years ago. Out of nonsense. So, the beginning wages were part of the Messiah, and it's a lot of nonsense. So, I told him what he means is, in other words, as a matter of fact, that Chaim once had not given him a trade. It's a very interesting story. The mission. So, Chaim was going to Warsaw. And then he had a private room. And not a private room, it was a semi-private room. And it was his work of Christ. That his woman was a missionary. That was his work. So I'm a missionary, not a missionary, but a baby outside. So he didn't divulge his identity, but the time was very smart and he slow. So, now of course, the missionary, the beer, the pears, and what the potter, but the hands smell that he was a missionary. So he starts to talk. So he said to Rakhani that the Chazal were not in power. Not in power. Chaim at first didn't see him. So he says, even with a week, even with a bachi, was not in power. So Chaim understood what he had in mind. First he didn't want to understand. He said, even with a bachi, they were not in power. So Chaim said to that man, that man, why do you say that? How do you know? How do you know? So he says, he did. Committed a great wonder. He committed a great wonder. He thought that Christ was Mashiach. And he wasn't Mashiach. He said, but he made a mistake. He considered Christ as Mashiach. So he believed in Mashiach. He had no doubt it was his dream. So, Abraham said, how do you know that Bachot was a Mashiach? He told him. He says, but he was killed. No, he said, skill is a good Mashiach. So why do you talk about the Isaiah? So your whole faith is collapsing there. So you hypocrite, he said to him. You faker. Who are you trying to fool? You're thinking to see me. I know what you are. You are just an imposter. So he said, but was he Mashiach? So he said, but was Bakoch the Mashiach? So he said, Bakoch there, our Akiva did not make a mistake. Akiva did not make a mistake. And he says, the Rambam says, ודימו הוא בכל כך מדרך שהוא אמור המשיח. ובאתי שאנחנו עושים דיתור הוא בכל כך מדרך. He says, ודימו, there's a basic difference between the term דימו and the term תור. תור means a mistake. דימו does not mean a mistake. But sometimes when you expect something from certain times, expect great things on the town that will turn out to be more than double. And then the town is a good shape. So does it mean that the other main mistake, the other main mistake? He could have been another double, but he did not learn enough. So he did not become another double. Rabbi Akiva was destined to be a Mashiach. And if he hadn't killed the Blessed Amadoy, then he would have been the Mashiach. But he committed a certain avera. He accused the Blessed Amadoy of the Esther, you know, and you don't know the story. I mean, the Kusim, they told him, they saw that the Blessed Amadoy was discovered all the time. For Bakov, they should be successful in his war against Rome. So the Christian came to Bakov and said, that elderly man, he's directing secrets to the Roman authorities because they saw him constantly uttering his lips, you know, moving with his lips, he was discovered. So then Bakov, they had him executed. So this is what the Roman means. Primarily, the opening of killing, of executing the Red Army Boy. So he was destined to be Mashiach, but he fought in the best. So I told our boy, when the Mora says, Shni Alokim Tor, so now, and then the more itself of Hillel mentions when Mashiach will come. When Mashiach will come, mentioned. And they were ashamed also to the Torah. Ashamed does not necessarily mean that they knew. But the more mentions, and we didn't come, doesn't mean that they made a mistake. They don't mean a mistake. To never have the mountain is still shining here. So we predicted the outbreak of the First World War that was 1914. He predicted it to be near. He predicted the issuance of the Bulk of Revelation. He doesn't say the Bulk of Revelation, but he says in definite here, when was it, the Bulk of Revelation? Of course, in 1919, 1920. So he predicted it in Israel, you know, and that was the moment. That was about 60 years before when he wrote this bill. So he predicted, he said that the Israel will give a license to the Jews to settle out Israel on the basis of the treaty of the Mir. And he also predicted that there would be some Shia attacks, and that's one thing that he did not predict Israel. Does not necessarily mean that he didn't mistake in the first place. So, just as it does not mean that Hashem Chazal has clearly made a mistake, but just as it does not mean that he made a mistake, but he was destined to be Moshiach, but he thought he did that. And so, Shnei Alokim Teir. Moshiach is a Moshiach in this. Moshiach was not destined to come until 4,000 years of Yisrael. It was not destined to come. But at the year 4,000, so that means now it's 5,746. 1746 years ago marked the beginning of the era when Mashiach can come. But whether it will come or not, of course, it'll come. Ultimately, it will come. But Hayim begins Shema. So in other words, so that's what it means is he makes a Mashiach. But the real makes a Mashiach will be when Mashiach will come. And when will that begin? When most of the Tzliach is going to meet us in Canaan, the Kibbutz Yitzchak Yisrael having the Mashiach Bubana, then we'll begin the era of the Mesa Mashiach. That's the Pshat in Roshan. Why is Roshan saying, Kishiach, you are glorious to the Amen. Then they'll say how. Then they'll be in Chuyak to say how. Why then? Because when does the era of the Mesa Mashiach begin? After it's Kibbutz Yitzchak Yisrael. What is the new Kibbutz Yitzchak Yisrael? When the Jewish exiles will be arriving in Eretz Yisrael, when they will step on the territory of Eretz Yisrael, when will that be? When they will arrive at Tuleam. Because until they arrive at Tuleam, they are on the road to the era of the Mesa Mashiach, but that is yet. So maybe that means that when they are here to say how, meaning that when they are here to say how, only when the era of the Mesa Mashiach has begun. But not before. But the question is, when a Mashiach, he says, Al-Tzor, Shem Tovei Al-Atzibu, Ben Kolminet, so then we have to say how. So even before the era of the Mashiach. So I mention it. So in other words, when is there a field of cases in Brochel that he argues? When is there a field to say how in the name of the Hallel? That is when that is he says, if it's not called this holy Yahad, So it's called Yahad. So according to the case is, what is Yohid? What is Sibo? Sibo means not just a big portion of problems, but the whole problem is fire. The whole problem is fire. So that is, the whole problem is fire. So Mele, case says it in respect to the Russian Yohim Shayot, Shayochim Dina Dimas Hawa. So Lada Kiyochim, the Rafi Tzibo Kiyochim. Kidin Shein Kol Yisrael Biyach. So a real Tzibo, a full Tzibo of course, so it is when it's Kol Yisrael Biyach. So now, so Mele, Shaki the Kyo Shah means, why would Roshan say the Khiyu to say how it would be only when the exiles will arrive to the Amen? Because that moment when they arrive to the Amen will mark the beginning of the Mesa Mashiach. Then the Mashiach will be Mashiach and Bada. He will return. So it will mark the beginning of the era of the Mesa Mashiach. So Mele is the Khiyu to say how it will be Mashiach. Tishulam in Israel, she ain't the Messi al-Kosheret, Balkotso, Bitsoro, Shalitogalem, Shingoli, in the Messi al-Golosa. So only so that the other bullets before the Messi al-Mashiach, but the other bullets before the Messi al-Mashiach is not a Gulas Atsibo in the full sense. It's like a Gulas Ayok. Even though it involves millions of Jews, but it's still Guru Sayaka. What is called Guru Sativo in full sense, that is only the Guru of Lord's love. That will affect each and every one. All the other Gurus did not affect each and every one. Unfortunately, I mean, there are so many Jews who do not even feel, I mean, they killed me in David, I mean, that my brother's expression, they killed me in David, or in even they, unfortunately, I mean, there are many Jews in Israel who try to revive the climate code. So how can we say that the Midrash soil affected each and every one? So of course it affected many Jews, millions of Jews, who cannot claw the soil in the full way. That will only take place. That will only take place in the Mishnah. So really the fear of saying how well, the fear of saying how well will be, and the Mishnah will be only when the Guru will overtake the whole Tzibur. The whole Tzibur. That long will be mentioned. So Melee, I said, wash it. It's Pshat in the air. Kol Yochid Shirosim Tzor Duhid Al Menu Rashoyo Vikriya Halal Atzmei Vein Sinein Yechol Shom Kol Shin Roy Hol Vechin Adin Yechol Tzibur Tzibur Ibn Yisrael Vechin Adin. After all, he says that whenever Yochid was overtaken by Yohid and he was redeemed from the Tzor, so he has a chance to say Halal on the anniversary of that rest. And the same thing is true of every Tzibonti. I mean, it's totally tiny, really tiny. I mean, if, let's say, he said, Kol Tzibon, Tzibon, Shiro, Tzitzor, Dun, Bol, Nenu, Rashon, Yitri, Hal, Atzme, Yitri, Hol, Shono, Elishin, Vor, Halel, Yichain, Hadim, Yichol, Yohim, Yohim, I don't understand. It makes sense. But he puts it that way. Kol Yochid Shiros Yitzor, Nilo Yemenu, Rashim Yitzri Al Atzme, Beisiyim Yechol Shom, Elo Yishim Vokha, Yechin Adin Yechol Tzibo Yitzibo. And the country of Tzibo, it's more so than Yochid. I mean, it's a very strange formulation. The answer is, the Mili uses the Loshim, Yechin Adin Yechol Tzibo Yitzibo. Yechol Tzibo Yitzibo. So it doesn't mean Tzibo clouds, because Tzibo means clouds, but how can you say Tzibo and Tzibo, how many clouds soil do you have? You have only one cloud. So it means the whole Tzibo and Tzibo, it means even if it's Tzibo in one country, was in each other. And then we were saying, Ahmed, Ahmed, as a matter of fact, I don't think there was at the time, well, I mean, most of the David who are told, but there were some who felt that it should be done. And I mean, I didn't do it either, but there were some who suggested that when Hitler went in, when Germany surrendered, that we should say how, without the power. But it's not such an absurd thing. But they had a good time here because the Gemara says in regard to Purim, why don't we say Hallel on Purim? So one of them says, because in England, Hallel on Meshe the Hotzlar. So the melody of Peter Hitler was the national. That was one time. And then in that time, in very sad time, he said, unfortunately, I mean, the exterminator came in the spring. 6 million Jews, so I mean, of course, there is reason to rejoice because there were machines of later. But to say, how about we in 6 million? But they were a body who felt that we should say, generally, there were times in Jewish history when Jews in one place were on Esau as a child to be wiped out, and then they all again. So then he says, the whole Tzibur Tzibur, because there are many such Tzibur. But he doesn't mean Tzibur in the primary sense of Paulus. Paulus was not trying to say Tzibur Tzibur. There is Paulus there. So you should say, the Chen had been with Paulus. So then it would be observed. Und ja, ich habe es jetzt auch, und ich habe mir schön, ich habe auch ein bisschen in den Kursen, aber ich bin auch so, ja, wir können ein Ding, die Frau ist so, ja. Und dann sage ich, es kommt hier, das ist ein Mindest, in einem Small State, not Paulus, in Zibo, one country, Zibo, one city, you know, so then it has the same status as you are. What is considered Tzibur? A space that says Boaz, Kol Yisrael Yachad, like Shiva Sapesach. But when got anything that affects only, let's say, 1 million Jews, 2 million Jews, 3 million Jews, 4 million Jews, 5 million Jews, 6 million Jews, as long as it doesn't affect Kol Yisrael as a whole, in its entirety, so that you're Richard, so maybe the meaning says, Kol Yochid Shehras and Sova to meet of him. Rashay, we hear how a lot of things he ate a whole shalom, or she in God of all, the thing had been a whole thing with him. Then he says, Kachol is a Satan being lonely, a whole sort of sort, she in God of them, who went in a whole Tzibur. But that, according to the Rashaun and Kale, will take place only when Moshiach will come. When the year of the Nisa Mashiach will be, when will the year of the Nisa Mashiach be? Only when the exiles, the Goyis, will arrive at Turiyama. Because that means they have already arrived at us. So because of that I said, that even the first Yimat now, we cannot say how long before. Really contrary to what Rabbi Shulam Bok said. But I can go along with it. But if somebody says, in first he must know, I can understand that, even though I don't agree with it. There are many things I don't agree with, but I can understand it. But to say how is it all happening, you must know, that's not based upon Allah, that's based upon emotion, not Allah.
I mean, according to Miri, how would you be able? You wouldn't be able to say over bracha on the first Shabbat. According to Miri,
not because Miri says the chen the whole tzibur tzibur. So it's not only the anniversary in Tzibur. Even the first one is also only the Tzibur, not the Tzibur. When is it the Tzibur? When it affects Kol Yisrael. When it affects Kol Yisrael. So Hanukkah, the Rambam says Hanukkah. Then it affects Kol Yisrael, because Chas V'Sholem, if not for the Nes Chanukah, so it would have been the end of it. Moskole kei shlishi. Mivorei chalmizene. Revi gini olavis haleil, gini olavis haleil. Veini olav birkas hashir. Vein apesis haloi, vein tzalishte ishte. Vein shlishi revi lo yishte. So, if he came over his hallet, came over the cashier, what is the cashier? So, as Bam says, we know him for it. In that case, he's a little old. In the later list, it's his step. The English will be low his step. Now, let's see the other one. When is there any sera to bring the Gimli Dalet? How about after Dalet? There's a whole of the shame. The boy discusses it. I'm discussing it. We passed the after Dalet in the Dalet. Oh, the God, come on, the God, the Shman, the Bill, the Samos, and to the cause. And in Kolashon, אמר לי ארבע כסף תקנו רבונים דרך הירוס כל אחד ואחד נבד במצרה נער ודר what's the alohe the samos in כל השונה why are person so there So there is one sheet that in the Yochid Kolashono has to be involved with Samozein Alakos. And then there is another sheet that only Bishleish V'yei Sheimrin, and there is a third sheet Sheinetuno Kos Vala Filu Bishleish. So there are three sheets. Now, one sheet is the Tid New York in Japan, because there's a sheet of tastes. Another sheet is that only Bishleisho we are Machuyev Tebekos. So the Adyon says the sheets of the Kolbe. And then the third sheet is Shinetunokos Pa Atunu Bishleisho, chiude la sol sonata, sol sol, non è chiuso. Per decidere un libro da campo. L'idea da campo è un colmo che inizia una mucca alle volte la cosa. No, di genere sì, e gli occhi di inizio che ti ci vengono, perché la mamma cosa hai nella sua mente. Hai nella sua mente. Se me lo fai, hai diritto di sì, del pisciolincio di ci vorranno. Da solo, yes. Non pisciolincio hai diritto. Hai diritto. I didn't see it. I didn't see it. But the research is sufficient. Because the machine came. And the machine came Pesach night. So then he go down the table. Even Yochid is not clear in Baruch Lakos. Yes.
If someone would want to be choshev for the first year show in Mechaber, would that be Yura?
If you do it, mach mas funkai so to the altar. But if you do it just like that, and you have to have to show the funkai, and you have to do it. And you have to do it. 3 days is called. 3 days is called. But knowing that, how is it knowing that? I don't understand. How is it in the spectrum of my spirit? Everybody is in the spectrum. Everybody. Because all the day the Chabad says only one is Muzik, Chassidus, and Zikis. So that's why everybody does this. Here the Chabad doesn't say only one is Muzik, Chassidus, and Zikis. Okay. Omalei, so Omalei, Rabbanu, Rabbi Shmanu, the Chabad, and the Chabad, Omalei, Abba, Kabad, the Rabbanu, the Chabad, the Chabad, the Chabad, now at the beginning of our Tzochim, I discussed it about it. Now there are two aspects. So one aspect is four pieces of work, and the other aspect is the CAR evil delegates. But, so, that is only the shite of the Rebbe Nevada and the Rosh, but the shite of the Tisvis is not like that, of Rosh and Tisvis. Because Rosh and Tisvis is that the other case is not everybody has to drink. Numbers of our eyes can drink, can live, and we need everybody else, push in the spaces, and we need outside. So that Russian case that says that there are cases, not everyone included, being holds that there is only a few of 4 cases of war, and not a few of CRA or the other. So we show you the contrary with the Rambam that we have to respect. One is it's not setting up. For Kishon Boche, and the other means a few of Shiva, Rainbow, Derachio. So you understand the Russian and Noe, Omega Poe, Hobbish, Mamre, the Kabosu, the Kosh, Omega Halva, Kasset, Tikhon, Rabon, Derachio. How had the Had never been? How had the Had never been? But according to this, the Russian taste is that you don't even have to drink, so it's only a meal. Of 4 kings shall walk it, so why would you not say, Alba has picked up on their field? According to the Rebbe Rambam, we understand. Since there is a field of drinking 4 cases anyway, there are rules, how many suckling that on each course that we are free to drink our rules, we should say we should do the course of water. The first course, 2 days, the second course. Along with the third complex, along with the fourth for half. But according to cases, there is only a few of 4 cases. So, why do you want to say out of casting the other? You want to say, Tikhon Rabbonim, called Havnel Munit. our capacity, our values, so we have to say a lot of these things. They are also blessings. But according to the Richter among the world, so yes, the Prophet is a human today by itself detached from the case of God. In King, according to the evolution of the experience, the field is only to have four cases of Bohai. But the field of four cases of Bohai itself has a cube of demonstrating things. Why we have that four cases of Bohai? It's tonight. On Friday night, we don't have that four cases of Bohai. According to the town, only Jewish. According to the other machine, we can make Jewish on pass. So there is no thing what happened in one case of God. According to the town, that you cannot be encouraged on pass by night. So there is one thing of case of God. But not four. Here there is a thing of four case of God. Why? So it's not just like that. Because we have to demonstrate chaos. So by setting up cases of warfare, we demonstrate chaos. So that's why the Mora says, our capacity to perform the hills of Hadi Hadnam. The deeds given the world of Saul, the world of the Kasashia, my dear Kasashia, a good old man, young Luha, and Shamoy Kato, the great old man, Nishmas Ohai. So we see from the Rashbam that this is Pshat also, that Gilchanan is not really coming. It's not a machleket between Abudia and Gilchanan, what we have to say. So according to Abudia, we have to see Aruko, and according to Gilchanan, we don't have to see Aruko, but we have to say Mishmas. No. Gilchanan is Mesi from Abudia. True, we have to say Aruko, but we also have to say Mishmas. So the Rambam is, let's see, So according to Rajbani, very stated, he had two chines on the first one. So in other words, first we say how. First we say how. And then after we finish how, we say Yalu Hashem Kuma Sefa. And we conclude. Did you see here with our number? So, and then we conclude Baruch Atah Hashem Elohim Atzibachas. Then we say Halla Godu, and then we say Nishmas, and then we say Ishtabach, and so, and then we conclude with the regular Sine of Ishtabach, the way we conclude it every day in the Pesukim of Zimra Ishtabach. So they, Melech Elohim. So there are two chsines on the fourth course, according to the Rabbah. Let's see, this is chilik, and that is that there are two chsines. But this is a belief in the Rabbah, that there is no machlekes between Rabbi Yudeh and Rabbi Yudeh. Let's see both of these. My dear, Chashi Rabbi Yudeh, I will call, because I shall not be able to show you how to be going, how to be going, how to be going, how to נועד ופשיקה, אינמה, דעתי מוכי שנועד ועדה מידעתי יום יום ולילה, אם זו לבוא נכונה שמו יום, in other words, because he the more says in respect to Hallel, every young take when he say Hallel. So, מוכי שנועד ולבוא לכך, אחר, so we go, and if נועד ונעד ולכן, שימו לברוכה, עוד מלאכנו בברוכה, שנעד חייסי. So, this is the Kasha. According to Yudin is the Kashi, Yahuhon, that is Chesim, Melech Mubati Kochis. So what's the Chidesh? Every time we see Hallel, we see Yahuhon, we are Chesim, the answer is the Kashi. The Tavit is because every time we see Hallel, it's Ruin Rabbi Yudin, he doesn't have to be to say more. Mashiach in Pesach Naim, we have to say it's not only me. And the, another Roshni is that we want to show you how to do that to the only and the why we want to be born here. So come out to learn. So what the Pshat is in Peret? So the thing that is the Pshat is in line with what the Ram mentions in the name of Abaygo. Abaygo says, when we say that about Brocha Hashem Tzidon Tzibon Lichres Amar, Lichres Amar, so he says, Chavaydon says, Kol Hashanah when we say Pesach Morim, Shmuel, Sukkot, Chanukah, so we say Baruch Hashem Tzivon Lichres Aleh, or Lichres Aleh, Lichres Aleh. So, Mashiach Kim, if they say there, when we say Aleh, we don't say Aleh. Why is Chavaydon say, in the Ram agreed with it? Because there are two kinds of Aleh. There is how it is being, and how it is sharing. When we say Bochai, the Hallel of Bitter Spear, but if the Hallel of Bitter Spear, then we don't say Bochai. Then we don't say Bochai. Some Mele, I just want to point out, I mean, how some people are so hasty to say Bochai. I mean, one should be careful, yeah, I mean, in saying Bochai. I don't know, even in Esa Mashiach, Yerushalmi says, when the Goyis will arrive to the Amnon, so they'll see how to show him a rich Amnon. I don't know whether they'll see how in the Bar. The Rashbam, that there is no machlekes between Rabbi Yudeh and Rabbi Yudeh. Let's see both things. My dear, Chashi Rabbi Yudeh, I will call, because I shall not be in the book, because I will call, and I will tell you that. So the Goyis, נועד ופשיקה, אינמה, דעתי מוכי שנועד ועדה מידעתי יום יום ולילה, אם לא לבוא נכונה שמו אלוהים, in other words, because he the more says, in respect to Hallel, that we don't take when we say Hallel. So, mocking Chinwagu Borchach, but Achor, so we borrowed him. And with Chinwagu, not to be facing the Borche of Melachmu, but the Borche is not facing. So, this is the Kashi. A conquer good is the Kashi, Yahu, that is facing Melachmu, but the Borche is. So, what's the Hidesh? Every time we see how we see how we are facing, the answer is the Kashi. In the Tabitzins, because every time we see how it's written out of the world, it doesn't have to be to say more. Mashing King Pesach Mayim, we have to say it's not holding me. And the, another version is that we don't mention Lago, and we got to be only on the Lago of the world. So, come out to the world. So, what the chapter is direct. So the second parade, the Shati is in line with what the Ram mentions in the name of Kabhaibon. Kabhaibon says, when we say that about Bocha Shanti Rem Tzibon and Lichre Sala, Ligna Sala, so he says, Kabhaibon says, Koka Shono, we say Pesach Morning, Shvue, Sukes, Chanuke, so we say Bocha Shanti Rem Tzibon and Lichre Sala, or Ligna Sala, Ligna Sala. So, Mashiach came in the same era when we say Hallel, we don't say Hallel. Why is Rabbi going to say in the Ram of Witness? Because there are two kinds of Hallel. There is Hallel with the Raspi and then Hallel with the Rashira. When we say Hallel, the Hallel with the Raspi, but if the Hallel with the Rashira, then we don't say Hallel. Then we don't say Hallel. So in So maybe I just want to point out to you how some people are so hasty to say prophets. I mean, one should be careful, in saying prophets. I don't know, even in Mesa Mashiach, Yerushalmi says, when the Goyis will arrive to the Amen, so it will say how. For sure in the Rish Amen, I don't know whether it will say how in the prophet. Because that will be the Hallel of the Rashira. The Hallel with the Rashira, so the Hallel with the Rashira, so the Rabbi going to say is that there is no God. So, how can anybody be so hasty in saying Hallel? I mean, they are just not massive, or they. So, the starting base is this. In Amalaki, the Moshe Abraham, and the Abel the Lion himself was born, and Ashur in the Lion. Make a taste, should I say, that the Lion himself was born. Make a taste. The answer is because according to Rabbi Haigoyen, so there is a Howl with the Austrian, there is a Howl with the Rashid. The Howl with the Austrian, we have to say a Shanti Yitzchak with the Zal. Howl with the Shire, we don't take it with the Zal. So maybe if the Mishnah hadn't mentioned and he mentioned the Lord of Tashiria. So then, according to Rabbi Yude, I would say he is not facing Melachor of Tibon. In the same way as he doesn't say Hashem Tashiria of Tibon, Lichay is Halel. Why? Because that's only on the Halel of Yom. Halel of Kriya, which was Kriya, that the Halel of Yom. The Halel of Pesach Night, that's Halel of Tashiria. So, just as there is no broche of Hitler's hour, there is no broche lachreo of Melabu, but it's broche sida. So that's the Chidesh. By Rabbi Yude, the Chidesh of the Mishneh, in all of the other Sashiya, that the broche lachreo, even though the hour is the hour, which is the Rashira, not the Rashira, so yes. The Rish of the Mishneh is called Haim, the Rish of the אך משפשכו חי אחרי הלוחו, כי ליתן יאוכה ענן כמנת דינון. So we agree to the Rashbal on that. That there is no מחלקת between Rabbi Yude and the Rabbi. כי מנת דינון יקל משפשכו חי דרכס השיר, ובאי יש משפשכו חי כל זה. So we show in the point Rabbi Yude that דרכס השיר is reference to Yalmukho. So that's why it's called דרכס השיר. Because how is called Shiro? So maybe the Chsine is called, the Haluko, the Chsine, is called Birkas Hashira. according to Rabbi Yechon, which is that in Mishpas Kol Chai, why is Mishpas Kol Chai called the Rabbi Zashim? Lepi Shemishash Shabosim is even in the Ahab Sukhism. So that's why it's called the Rabbi Zashim. Rabbi Chaim Kirem Yechon Zimbal Kirem Mishpas Lebabe Mishpas Lebabe Mishpas Lebabe Mishpas Lebabe Mishpas Lebabe Where is it called the Rashbam? There are two females. First he says the Allah. Then he says Yahu Khan is Khaisim. Then he says Allah. And then he starts Mishmas. And he says Mishmas. And so on in the Mishtabah. And then he says the Khsime, the regular Khsime of Mishtabah. Like every Shabbat. And like every day, the regular Khsime. Of the Shabbat, of Rabbi Chaim Kirem. No. So, we have to say, how? Then, and then we say Yalukho, but we are not chasing the Rabbi Rabbi's brothers. We say only Meiron Babylon Atoche. And then we say Halakotu, then we say Nishmas, then we say Nishmas. And then we say Ishtabach, and then we are chasing. How we are chasing that? Because of the time, chasing what we say. But on that, there is all kinds of shittas. Now, we have the Sephardic Agodas. So the Nusach is a Sephardic. We say however, then after we finish however, we say how I can do. And then we say Mishmas, and then we say Mishtabach, and then up to Meir and Meir Matkeir, and then we say Yaruch HaMashem Matkeinu, and we come through Melech Nur Batipot. That's the regular Nusach in the so-called Sephardic Agodas. And that's the Nusach that the Yosef mentions in Sinapeos, in the Pribot, in the Pribot, in the Yosef mentions in the name of the Yitzchok Ben Aram, Ramon. And that's the Nusach, the regular Nusach in the so-called Sephardic Agodas. What is the Nusach in the so-called Ashkenazic Agodas? I'm not talking about saying where we are getting after because of the missing place on you. That is something strange out there. I'm not talking about that. I'm even about the Hasidic. So in the Ashkenazi Kabbalists, so you say Hallel, and then you say Yalkor up to Meilon Vadelon. Then you say Harakotu, then you say Mishmas, then you say Mishtabach, and you finish it off with the regular Sime of Ishtabach. Melech Yochi Kiru Kayelon. That's the Nusach, the regular Nusach in the Ashkenazi Kabbalists. I mean, in Brisk and Baloshim, so we all say it like a regular Nusach in the Sephardic. So, Rabbi Chaim Kirem doesn't say, you see, according to Rashbam, we have two sinners. So then there is no shaila how we say, because after Yalucho, we are chasing Melech Nur Batipochis, and after Mishmas, we are chasing in the regular sinner of Mishabach, Melech Yoch Tcheilom. But Rabbi Chaim Kirem says, we are chasing Yalucho, ki yin bi Mishmas, libado, mishin mishin lefes ashiya, mashma chalibach. Pashat Salosh of Rabbi Chaim Kirem is like the Nusach in the so-called Ashkenazi Kabbalists, and that's the Nusach of the Taz and the Chokiyah. There's the Nusach of the Taz and the Chokiyah. So, because he says, according to the Nusach of the Messias of Menshah, and the Gift of the Aramo, so he says, so then you say you say Hallel and you don't say Aluha after the conclusion of Hallel. But after you, after you finish, I wish I had a Siddur here.
What's that?
You start Halakha, and then you start Mishmas. And then you start Mishmas, and you say Mishmas, and you say Mishmas up to, you say Mishmas, and it's a Sumus Zechosh, and Abba, and Spirit, Mishtaba, up to Bochets, the Doeits, and Yatoradil. Then you say Yalukho, the whole thing of Yalukho, and Yahis, and Yahulu. That is Brahman. No, that is Brahman. So, if that had been the Shita of Rabbi Chaim Keren, why do you think he said, Rabbi Chaim Keren will be chasing down? It's not only that he wasn't chasing down. He didn't say, he according to Rabbi Yitzchak and Aramo, which is the Shita of the Shiasen, and the Psach of the Shkunore, the Shita in the so-called Spartak Agodes, so it's not that he was facing Aluko. After the conclusion of Allah, he didn't say Aluko there. It's Hidra Rishon to be from Chazdei, Hidra Rishon to be from Chazdei, and then Halagodu, and then Mishmas, and then Mishtabach, and then Mishtabach, and then after Brochus, he goes to Madeon, and then the Aluko. So it's not the Roshin of Mechan Kehu, the Chazdei Aluko implies that he did say Aluko. He did say Yahweh, in other words, he did say Yahweh, he said, Yahweh, how should we get from a Sarah Dutch, the news of Snap, come from the story, the lady, what the chap, the child, the ring, the other, the young, 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 he said everything up to Baruch HaKadoshim HaKadoshim. You are traced. Then he said, how I got it. Then he said, how I got it. And after he said, how I got it, we started Mishmas, and he said, Mishtabach, and he said, Mishtabach, and he said, Mishtabach, and then when he reached, when Shtabach reached, Brochus Vidois Matmadelon, then he was chasing. But how was he chasing? So, there are two ways. In other words, there are so many versions. So, one way, in some others you'll find this power. You will say, up to, then say how, after Buddha is shifting from Chazdei, and we won't start Yahweh for. And they won't start a loop altogether. They won't start a loop altogether. And they'll start Halakotu, then Mishmas, then Mishtabah, after Brochus Vidois Matmadelon, and then they'll say a loop, and they'll conclude Melach Lubati Brochus. That's the star of the Kabbalah. That's the Yitzchak of the Maram. And that's the Beshiyoset, the Mahabashi. That's one of them. Then in some other days, you'll find that they'll say the Hallel, and they'll say the Aluha, when the Aluha they'll say up to the Chsime, up the way of the Chalakme. Up to the Chsime, up to the Eilom Badeilom Atukhev. And then you'll see our Abadu, and then you'll see Nashmas, and then you'll see Nashtabah, and then the Kankutu Nishtabah. The whole thing, this, the most of the Ashkenazi Kabbalists have it that way. And that's the Tashit in the Chokhya. This is the Tashit in the Chokhya. And then you have another Musaf, another Abadis. So they'll say Hallel, you'll say Hallel, and then after they say the Hallel, so they'll say Hallel, they'll say Yom Tov, up to Melon, Adilon, Atakeil, then they'll say Hallel Abadu, then they'll say Nishmas, and then they'll say Nishtabach, and they'll say Nishtabach, up to Mohammed's Vidoyis Neatol Adilon, and then instead of concluding, Bolo Hato Adishem, Kei Mela Bolo Batifokas, Kei Adidoyis Adanitlois, Habich Rishazim Omelach, Kei Uchelu Lomim, they'll conclude after Mohammed's Vidoyis Neatol Adilon, they'll say, Bolo Hato Adishem, Mela Bolo Batifokas. You'll find many others like that. And there is such a shame. There is such a shame. The two of them are such a shame. So, in other words, so, one thing is clear from Rabbi Chaim Keren, that Rabbi Chaim Keren did not have the Nusach of the Bais Yosef, of the Nusach of the Rambam, which is the regular Nusach in the regular Sfarim Kabbalists, of saying Hallel, of saying Hallel up to Yaruko, and then start Halagobu, then start Nishmas, up to Ishtabach, up to Brochet Yidois Matuladeon, and then say Yaruko, and Bechensing, the regular sin of Yaruko in Torah, because Hamachan Kien, it says, Lo Yechensing Yaruko, it's Mashma, that he did say Yaruko, but he did say Yaruko, and he stopped at Neilon Badelon at the cave. And then he said, Halagavu, then he said, Nishmas, then he said, Nishmas, and then, after he said, Nishmas, so he said, Ishtabach, and then he was chasing. But how was he chasing from the Chanke? Whether like the Taz. In other words, he was chasing the regular sin of Ishtabach. He was chasing. Rochei Sidoi is Matam Adilon, Baruch Hato Adishem, Melach Mu Vati Rochis. That we don't know. But one thing is clear, that when Hanukkah was did not say it, the way the Messiah says, and he told the Ramah, the way it appears in his father covenants, but whether he was chasing it by in the regular sin of Ishtabach, Abich Mishel Zimho, or he was chasing with Melach Mu Vati Rochis, that is not clear. So, the two mentions is there, that he says Yaruho, up to Melon, Melon, Atokeil, and then he says Halakabu, then he says Mishmas, and he says Mishtabach, up to Rochet, Mishmach, Melon, and then he speaks in the Ruch, Ato Adishan, Melach Mehulo, Batit Boch. Melach Mehulo, Batit Boch. And the Kashish means, and that's the Nusach, and then the Nusach in the so-called Ashmadi Kabbalah, that after he finishes the Hallel and Meilom Adilom Atukeil, without being facing Melech Melech Boches, he says Alagodu, and then he says Nishma, then he says Nishtaba, and then he concludes in the regular Sine of Nishtaba. Now, so that Shitei of the Tavu is done very well. In other words, because he says to say Nishmas, and then Nishmas is followed by Shabbat. So we are chasing the regular way, the way we break on Shabbos and Shul. Every day in Shabbat, we are chasing. But the Shita, the two mentions, that after we reach Meilom, Madeilom, Matukeilom, so we say Halagot, and then we say Nishmas, and then we say Shabbat. Say Shabbat up to Brochus and Days of Babylon, and then instead of being things in the regular way, King Melach could be able to put his kill on to his fear and to his Habish and Shazim, the Melach killed three women. So you think in Brochus and Days of Babylon, the Lord had to have a shame, Melach knew about his Brochus. That's the purpose. The two mentioned such a mistake. What's the purpose? Why is it different than the Tzimei? Every Shabbos and every day, every Shabbos and every day, so it's a Tzimei for the Tzimei Zimei. So it's a Tzimei, it's a Tzimei for the Tzimei Zimei. So maybe the Tzimei is to be King of the Matik Pokers to like this, and I'm afraid Habib Hushel Zimbo, Melech, Kein, Kein, Lami. Actually, to hear, it's a Tzimei for the Birkas Hashia. No, the Birkas Hashia is Nishkas. So we have to be facing not more that we got it. So we have to be facing with the sin of our why? Because sins we say out. But we also say that it's a Shia. So maybe we have to say the sin of our every Shabbos, there is no hour. Just to put it in there. So sins, there is no hour. So we hear that sin is a big issue is in there. Melech, Kael, Chayelon. Mashiach, here we see Halal and the Prophet. But he also says Nishmas. So the Tzimeh has to be the Tzimeh of Halal. What is the Tzimeh of Halal? Melech, Melech, the Prophet. The Tzimeh of Pesukim Zimre is Abrich, Mishir, Zimre, Melech, Kael, Chayelon. And I think there is another insight. Halal, the Nusach of Halal, is the Nusach of Shvach B'Yiboy. But I said, Shvach in the Bible, Halal B'Teras Tree and Halal B'Teras Sidoye, B'Teras Shire, which is B'Teras Goye. But whether it's Halal B'Teras Tree or Halal B'Teras Shire, but the Nusach is the same, it's not a different Nusach. The Nusach of Halal, of petitions for Mitzrayim and Lomar is the Nusach of Shvach of the combination of Shvach and Lomar. Of Shvach and Lomar. Not primarily Shvach and not primarily Lomar, but it's a combination of Shvach and Lomar. So the Chesime of Halel, which essentially consists of a combination of Shvach and Midoi is Melech Mihulo Bati Kohen. Melech Mihulo Bati Kohen. The Bati Kohen. In other words, what's the Pshat of Melech Mihulo Bati Kohen? King glorified in praise. What would be glorified in praise? Glorified in praise means when you say praises, just praises. Not out of gratitude to the nature. Then the research of Mulu Bati Kohes is not the proper. When can we say Melech Mulu Bati Kohes when the Tishkohes are coupled with gratitude? Then the nature is glorified because it's not just praises to the Rebbeinu Shalom, with whom we don't have a relationship. It's praises to the Rebbeinu Shalom, whom we have a relationship, to whom we feel indebted every minute. It's not just praises for wonderful things, you know, that the Rebbeinu Shalom did. The Rebbeinu Shalom did. It's gratitude to the Lord. So that's Melech Mihulo Bati Kohes. Briefly, Melech Mihulo Bati Kohes is the Chesime of Halal. Abichem Shezim or Melech Kiel Chayil Lomim is the Tzimah of Tzukid Zimre. The Tzukid Zimre are primarily Shvach, not the combination of Shvach and Malach. Challah essentially is a combination of Shvach and Malach. Sometimes we are used to say that we are Shvach, and sometimes we are Shvach. But the Nusach, the text of Allah, is a combination of Shvach and Malach. And that kind of Nusach, Shvach and Malach, has a conclusion that is similar to what we are talking about. Now, the Pesukah de Zimra is generally Shvach, not the combination of Shvach. So the Chesime of the Pesukah de Zimra is Melech Adonai, the prophet's killer, and the place of the place, Habeich and Shem de Zimra, Melech, Kei, Kei, Lama. So that she did with two names that after we finish the hour and the text of the Yalut also, up to Meirum, Madinum, Matukeo, without saying Melech Meirum, Matukeo, we start our God, and then we start Ishmas, and then Ishtabach, and then Ishtabach. So, according to the Taz and the Ashkenazi Kabbalists, so we finish it all with the regular music of Ishtabach. Prophets, the Goyes, Kabbalon, O Chata Vishem, Jimmer of the Prophets, Kill I Goyes, and the Goyes, and the Shemitimba, Melech Kill Kailam. But according to one version, the two mentions, so once we say, Och Goyes, Kabbalon, we say, Bohu Chata Vishem, Melech Kill Kailam. Why different singer from the singer of Ishtabach? Because here we said how to, so we have to finish it all. We the regular singer of Allah. What's the regular singer of Allah? It's Melech Meirum Adonai. Alright. Talk about the V, Gain the Lord, as a Hallel, Gain the Hallel, the V of the Tau, the Asian and Manishan, the Yeliakso. Meichan ala gogu, habirein em heidu. Adnar is bobel, rabiechno am shira maioi. Adnar is bobel, abach liak bobel ni kiyakut bochal yo, bochal kyo, adnar is bobel. The lovan shnit choshmi ala gogu, om rabiechan em, mitnei, shakom is bochu, Yeshu Bodhim Shalom Chalit Zeres Chod Be'er. Now, so the Yirse of the Rashbam in our text is the Yi Tot Avon, the Yi Geir Olam Es Ale, the Yi Mechal Adel, the Dibur Vatav. But the Yirse of the Geir is, and of the Yi, and of the Rambam, is not the Yi Geir Olam, it's Hamishi Geir Olam. Hamish not. The Yirse of the Rishon Rambam is Hamishi in all of Allah, not Gimel's Hallel. Gimel's Hallel, that's the Bee. But he gives up the Bee to the Rambam in many games, he's that Hamishi, in all of Allah, Gimel's Hallel, that's the Bee. Now, so then, that's the just again. So some didn't say that the case Hamishi, they all say it's a case of issues, not him. But the question is, what kind of issues? Just issues, or an issue shall meet him? So some game say it's an issues, regular issues. In other words, and that's what he is to tell. If he's doing mishnahs, he wants to bring it more. Like this, there is a mishnah. But if he wants to bring it more, so you can really be good for us, but there is no extra kill on it. But then, most things say, and the Rambam also says, that Hamishi in all our brothers, that the Yishuv shall meet, it's not a need at all. But it meets them, and it's connected by Beis, because the Beit Shalma says, the Shabbat, the four cases are connected with four Mishnah Shabbat, but then there is also the evasive. The evasive. So, the fifth course is connected with evasive. Right? Then it's, but it's the Rishu Shalit. The Rishu Shalit. So, there is Hamishi in all of our world. And we see all that good. All right. Then let's think about it. The beating was all over our good. And some day I should have known this up at all dinner. So, the Rambam Mikra Shmei Adon is that we go to the Yishay, the Rambam Shalelom, in Halek and Zeli is the whole valley. The season is there, the Gosso, the Hanging of the Lord.
According to Yosef Tom Ellen, would there be a shush if you didn't say how to drink it? Is there a shush just to drink it?
No, only if you say, if you use it as a dish of water. The Irish would say it was only set to drink after the fall, of course. But the Yisrael is only to be mason to drink the third of the fall, after the fall. But most Shane say the Yisrael is after the fall, of course. Why is that Yisrael? When the country has to walk through. After the third course, we understand the redemption but after the fourth course, so we already finished. But there is a reason I'm not that in the Sabbath existence, and all is how I live, and she there, he certainly will not be able to do kind of reason I'm not that. So because of that, the Chachamim Sabbath is not allowed to drink at the fourth course. Suppose he's still in these days. Is a great desire, but some music to tell him sin is a lesson in him. There's a mission. But the mission is only if he says a certain word. He says, Father. He says, Father. And then again, those machines say whatever he hears say, the fifth course. So, either face him on the fifth course, or you're not facing on the fifth course. So, there is a machlekes, I mean, many people say, that he said on the fifth course there is no sin. Just how I would do and no sin. But then the Shita Vatsadikoi and the Shita Vatsadikoi is that on the fifth course there is no sin. But on the fourth course there is no sin. On the fourth course there is no sin. And then some of the Shemin have the Shita like this, that on the, there is a sin on the fourth course, and there is a chesine on the fifth course. So on the fourth course, the chesine is of Yalukon Melech Ruo, that is prophets. And then on the fifth course, if it means the fifth course, so then he says, how I go do, and together with how I go do, he says Nishmas. Because if he doesn't bring the fifth course, so then he says Nishmas together with Yalukon. But if it means the fifth course, then he just is facing Yahuwah and Melech Ruach prophets, and then on the fifth course he says Alakadu, and after he finishes saying Alakadu, he says Ishmas Kishtavah, and he is facing in the way of the Sinna Kishtavah. Melech Kel Chelilon, Kel Chelilon. And then the Shita of Tzadikoyim is, the Shita of Tzadikoyim is, that, and the fourth course he's not crazy. So he says Hallel. He says Hallel. And he says Hallel. And then he says Yaluho, Akumeo, Madeo, Matakeo. And he drinks the fourth course. Then he feels that with the course. And he says Hallel. Then he says Mishmas, Ishtabach, what's the last word? So, up to Boris Vidois and Atava, they long, and then he says, Yaluho, and we conclude not over the God. So, he says Yaluho twice, and the fourth verse. But when he finishes the hour, he says, Yahuho, up to Elon, Badelon, Matkeil, and he's not crazy. He's in the course. And on the fifth course, so he says, Alabahu, and then Ishmas, and the after block of this Badelon, and then again he says, Yahuho, and he's crazy, and I don't know what's the fifth course. And then the Argenian who say that it is just the reverse. It is just the reverse. That and the fourth course is facing the Hallel and the Melech Ruach prophets, and then on the fifth course he says our Lord and he says Mishmas, Mishtabach, the prophet who goes to Machiavellum, and then he's facing Melech Ruach prophets.
The Shittas Gonim, you make a Siman Vav?
What?
The Kohen Nishit's Gonim make a Siman Vav?
Yeah, that's Siman Vav, but you have five cases.
Yeah,
and then the argument that you are only chasing, on the fourth course, just the opposite of what Katsanaman says. You are only chasing on the fourth course. And on the fifth course, so you say, how about the Nishmas, up to Bohens, in the eighth, we are talking about the long, and then you say, we are up to the end of the month, and also, I'll tell you, all the Shittas, remember Kasha Sagore, has all the Shittas, of all the beginning of the Shittas, and the five cases.
So all the Gaonim, they don't hold like the Rambam as far as the Machlokas about how Hagar, about the Abdukas Hashir. They hold they said Tatan Kassan like Rabbi Yochanan, like both. They don't hold the Rambam Hashir.
I don't know how they say it. You see, the Amun David will discuss how it should be done when you bring five cases, but they don't necessarily discuss how it should be done when you bring four cases. So it's hard to tell. The Mishkatiya Talmudis also has a discussion, but it's not from the tremendous Kasha and the Agode. So it has an exhaustive discussion of all the Shittas and the five cases.
According to the Shittas Rambam, so the Rambam says that in the fifth post, if you want, you can make that, you can tell how